Shir and breakfast sponsored by Robert Weinberg, Leila Nishbas's father, Nati Yisrael Ben Yaakov Chaim and Shama Shem Aliyah, and by Eric Steinberg for Elia Daphna Bas Yosef and Shama Shem Aliyah. Okay, I wanted to give a series of. Do you mind just closing the door there? Sorry, thanks. I wanted to give the next few weeks until Sfiras Omer, maybe beyond, about Halachot of Tosav Shabbos. There are a number of different problems that we encounter when making early Shabbos. One of them is making Kiddush early before nighttime. One is eating the Suda while it's still daytime. You know, Tarte de Sasri, davening Mincha Marv in the same area. Maybe we'll discuss next week. What happened? Someone was asking me a question. Let's say the husband's Mekabel Shabbos earlier and the wife didn't yet light the candles. So a lot of issues come up. And for this reason, at the end we'll see, many were very, very much against baking early Shabbos, but that's certainly not the minhag here in this community and many communities throughout the world. We do make Tosav Shabbos, so that being the case, let's understand a little bit why we're allowed to and how do we deal with many of the shilas. So we begin the Gemara Brachos, number one, Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chir Bar Abin, Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, he would davenin Marv Er Shabbos, which means earlier than actual nightfall. And Rabbi Yoshia Matzali Shel Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos, he davened Marv Motzei Shabbos while it was still Shabbos, again, earlier than what you would normally think, before nightfall. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, also. So the question was posed, what about Omer Kedusha Alakos, so Eino Omer Kedusha Alakos? So a person davens Marv earlier. That's another discussion we're not getting involved with, the Zman of Marv. But you davened after, let's say, Plag, after Shkia, whatever the Zman is. It's still daytime. Are you allowed to say Kiddush al Hakos or not? So Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya that Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mispalel Adam Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, and the Omer Kedusha al Hakos, the Hilchas HaKavaisa. That you're allowed to say Kiddush al Hakos even Er Shabbos, even while it's still daytime. So a person accepts what's called Tosefa Shabbos. You begin Shabbos earlier. You could only accept it after Plag HaMincha. If a person lights candles or accepts Shabbos before Plag HaMincha, it doesn't work. You're only allowed to accept Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. So a person accepts Shabbos, and then he goes ahead and makes Kiddush. He goes home, it's still sunny out. You could still be Yotzir Kiddush. That's what the Gemara says. So the question becomes, how does this work? You look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he asks in the bold, Vim Tishal, if you're going to ask the Kiddush is deraisa, the Pasuk says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, to din deraisa, to say Kiddush. We'll get to later on what exactly qualifies as Kiddush. But there's a mitzvah deraisa of saying Kiddush. Heichi Matzi Lemeimar Mibodyo. So how could you say Kiddush if it's still daytime out? It's not nighttime, it's not Shabbos yet. Yes, you accepted Shabbos earlier, but Lemaisa, it's the sun's out. How could you be Yotze Kiddush deraisa when it's not actually Shabbos? So Ha'amrina on Toik Paskins, the Tosefes Michol al HaKodesh, this concept of adding Chol onto Kodesh, drawing in Shabbos earlier, Tosefes Shabbos, Mishkiya Sachama Ulahalan Deraisahi. So this is the Ritva's opinion that he thinks only after Shkia could you accept Tosefes Shabbos. We permit it even as early as Plag. But he says the concept of Tosefes Shabbos is a Din Deraisa. So when I make Shabbos earlier, I am making Shabbos Deraisa earlier. Shabbos begins right now. Even though it's daytime out, Shabbos is beginning now, and therefore I could fulfill my obligation of Kiddush and Deraisa. That's how the Shita Mekubetzes says, how the Ritva, the Ra'ah, and many other Rishon Paskim, since Tosefa Shabbos is Deraisa, I can make Kiddush Deraisa. That's how it works. I have the ability on a Deraisa level to start Shabbos earlier than it actually does start. Problem is, there are a few other Shitas we're going to go through now, which hold or who hold that it is not Deraisa. So let's go for the first Shita Mordechai. I'm not going to go through the whole piece here, but just draw that one line out that he says clearly in that bold in the center of number 3. It's a very interesting piece, but just that one line. He paskins the Amar Hilchasa Lohave Tosefa Shabbos Min HaTorah. It's not a din deraisa, it's only a din derabanan. Now, the reason is for this, the reason why it would only be derabanan is based on a Rashi al HaTorah. I don't have the Rashi al HaTorah here. Let me get it. I had a chumash before I put it back. Sorry. Rabbi doesn't allow Kohanim to do things for him, so I shouldn't either. Either way, on the pasuk Vayachulu Hashemayim Vayetz V'Chol Tzvaam, that pasuk Vayachulu. So Rashi has a comment about why we start Shabbos. Thank you. Why we start Shabbos when we start Shabbos?
He did it for himself.
For himself. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Basav Redam Enyo De Itav V'Ragav. We don't know exactly when Shabbos begins. So, Tzarech Lahosiv Mechol Al HaKodesh. We have to create a little buffer. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Shiyodea Ita V'Ragav Nichnas Bo Kechuras Ara. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly when the day ends, when Friday ends, and knows when Shabbos begins. Kilu Kala Boba Yom VaYechul Hashmayim Haaretz V'Chol Tom. It ended on that day. It looked like it ended. The work stopped that day and went right into Shabbos. Seamless transition. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly the time. We don't know, so we need to have a little buffer. We add a few extra minutes. So that's the reason behind the Din D'Rabbanan, the adding Tosefa Shabbos, so we don't Chas V'Shalom Mechal Shabbos itself. We need a few extra minutes before Shabbos to begin Shabbos and refrain from doing work. That's the pashas of why the Chachamim created a concept of Tosefa Shabbos. So then the question becomes, if it's really a D'Rabbanan, how am I Yotzi the Mitzvah of Kiddush? Everybody agrees Kiddush is D'Raisa. So if now when I begin Shabbos earlier, just because of a D'Rabbanan, because of Siyag, which is not really Shabbos, so I'm not, how can I be Yotzei Mitzvah of Kiddush D'Raisa during a Zman Shabbos of D'Rabbanan? That's the Shiloh. So let's go through some of these Shitas. There are actually a few other Shitas and how they understand Tosefa Shabbos. And we'll hopefully come back and answer this. There's a well-known Tosos in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Achetechshach, you can't eat matzah until it gets dark. We all know this. There's no such thing as beginning Pesach early. There really is something. You're allowed to really start Pesach earlier. You just can't eat the matzah until nightfall. And there's a concern if you accept Pesach early at 6:30 and you get home before Tzeis and you start the Seder, there's a possibility you might get to the matzah and even the Haggadah before Tzeis HaKochavim. So as a safeguard, we don't accept Yontif Pesach earlier. But why not? What's the problem of starting? Why can't you start earlier? So Tosus in the bottom, number 4, asks, Makshina, Namai Itzrich Achetechshach Pshita. Why does the Mishnah have to say wait until dark? Of course, if you don't wait until dark, it's not Yontif. Of course you have to wait until it's dark. And moreover, the Gemara Gavish Shabbasos V'Yomim Tovim Lo Katani Lei. Why does it only specify Pesach has to wait until nightfall, but doesn't mention anywhere that Shabbos and Yontif you have to wait until nightfall? So Omer Hari Mikurvol, he explains, the Gavay Matzah Dafka Ba'inan Achetechshach. Only with respect to the mitzvah of Matzah do you have to wait until it's dark. Because the Tosefta says a Pesach va'matzah umar mitzvasa mishetichshach, and there's a reason the pasuk says va'achlu as a baser b'layla hazeh dafka at nighttime. It says when he eats the matzah b'layla, you have to wait for night. Umatzah umar iskishu lePesach, and all the mitzvahs are connected. So matzah umar and Pesach can only be eaten b'layla hazeh at nighttime. So that's why it specifies that by the matzah have to wait atcha techshach. Avasuda Shabbos. You're allowed to eat earlier. You're allowed to eat during the daytime if you accept Shabbos earlier. Why? Because the Gemara and Brachos that we saw, Mispalal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, V'omer Kiddush Hayom Mibodyom. So you're allowed to say Kiddush earlier. You're allowed to accept Shabbos earlier. It's only, it's a special din when it comes to Karban Pesach and Matzah. But then Tosa asks, answers differently. Then Tosa says, let's go now to the next page, the top of the next page. This is the second day of. Says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yehuda Taritz, Afilu iba'inan gavei Shabbosos v'yomim tovim ad shetechshach. Let's say the rest of Yontif, all other Shabbosos, you have to wait until nightfall. So why does it have to specify by karpa by matzah? It's lemisnei da'as l'ashmuinen, you have to teach dafka by matzah, also you have to wait until nightfall. The afagav the shchitas psachim mibodyom. When does a Pesach take place? When do we do karpa Pesach? Erev Pesach, during the daytime. So there's a half minute to think, just like the Pesach is done during the day, so too maybe you could eat matzah during the day. Tosfos says you have to wait until nighttime. But the two differences of Tosfos is his angle, the direction he's coming from. The first answer assumes that you're allowed to accept Yontif in general earlier. It's a dinin matzah. The second answer says, no, of course you have to wait until nightfall for Yontif. There's a half minute that matzah might be earlier. In the end of the day, they both agree that, not really, but when it comes to matzah, everybody, they all agree that you have to be betechshach. The question is, in general, is Shabbos and Yom Tov allowed to be accepted earlier or not? So day one in Tosa says you're allowed to accept Shabbos earlier. So that's according to what we saw earlier in the Ritva on the Shittim HaKubetzas. The second opinion says you can't accept Shabbos earlier. It doesn't even acknowledge the Tosef Shabbos Derabanan. So that's the machlokas in these two opinions, yeah.
In reference to Pesach, I can use Be'erv Tochlu Matzos as black and white in terms of it has to be by night.
Right? But okay, yeah.
And in reference to all the other Yom Tovim, I could use the psukim for Yom Kippur, Me'erev Ad Erev.
No. Well, we're gonna get to that Gemara at the end about the source. What is the source of Tosef Shabbos? We'll bring that Gemara in Yuma.
The pasuk for matzahs, I can't use that for vaday by night. Me'erev Tochlu Matzos.
Well, Gemara says Balayl Hazeh. That's another pasuk by matzah.
The Rav mentioned that it's a hekesh between Karban Pesach and matzahs, right?
Well, no, because by matzah it says Balayl Hazeh, and then by the connection of matzah and maror, it's connected to Karban Pesach. So we're connecting all that together. Okay. So either way, there are 2 days in Tosfos where the Tosheva Shabbos works the Gabi other Yom Tovim and Shabbos. Interesting Gemara in Ksubas number 4. Gemara is talking about a random topic about the rights of a father marrying off his daughter. Similar to anyone learning Daf Yomi, we're encountering some of these sugyas there as well. And the halacha is that a father has the rights to any maisi adeh, any money that your daughter might make, whether it's a group leader or something else. So that money goes to the father. And Gemara wants to know why does the father, what's the source that the father has the right to collect all her money. So the Gemara brings it right. Let's read through the Gemara. Let's learn through the Gemara number 5. The maisi adeh minolan. How do we know the father has the rights to his daughter, who's a katana, any of her profits, any of the parnasa that she makes? D'amarav hu namarav. Minayin shemaisa habaslahav. How do you know that her actions, her money goes to the father? Shenemar v'chiyim kor ich es bitel la'ama. That the father is able to sell his daughter to be a maidservant. You could sell your daughter and to be working for some other man, and that man will own her. Ma'ama maisya de l'rabba. Just like this daughter now works for her master, those maisya de go to her master. Sa'af bas maisya de l'aviyah. So too, when she's still under the control in the house of her father, those maisya de go to her father. So like the master has her maisya de, the father also gets to have her maisya de. The Gemara says, maybe that's only true, honey, mile katana de matzi mazvin lei. Only when she's a katana under the age of 12, you could sell your daughter. So since you could sell the daughter, so then just like when she gets sold, the master has the rights, so too when she's not sold, the father has the rights. Aval nara, when she reaches the age of 12, de lo matzi mazvin lei, you can't sell her anymore. So maybe the maisya de dehavo, they should be hers, because you can't sell her, you have no right anymore. The Gemara says, mistavra davyehu, it makes sense that it's really the father's, even when she's a nara. Because disaka daitech maisiadeh lav davia, if the maisiadeh were not the father's, elohad de zachile rachman el al minser lechuppah, the father still has a right for the next 6 months to marry her off to somebody. So if he doesn't have control of her maisiadeh, so what gives him the right to marry her off? He's interfering with the maisiadeh that are owned by her. So how does he have the right to interfere with her job? It must be that he has full rights to her job for those next 6 months. He could say, stop working today, because it's my money anyways, and go get married. So the Gemara ends up giving a few scenarios where you can marry a Nara where it will not interfere with her work. And therefore it's not approved. So that, again, is a side point. But one of the suggestions is that the Gemara says that you marry her at nighttime. At nighttime she doesn't work. There's no work at nighttime. So therefore you're not interfering with her work. So the fact that you marry her off is not a proof that you have control of her Maisi Adea. Because maybe you could only marry her when she's not working. But when she is working during the day, maybe you have no right to marry her off. The next suggestion is maybe you marry her on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, she's not working, she can't make any money. So maybe that's the only time where the father can marry her off. So now, the side point is, so how do you marry someone off on Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's a problem with that. Many problems. You can't have a chasen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What kind of suggestion is this from the Gemara? So Tosas writes in number 6, the Masar Losh B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. On Yontif, you have to rejoice with the Yontif, and you can't rejoice with your wife, which means de'ein nosin nashim b'chol shemoid, and certainly not in Yontif itself. You can't have a wedding on Yontif or chalamoid because it's a problem of samachta b'chagecha, or the Gemara says ein marvin simcha b'simcha. The few different reasons the Gemara brings, Tos himself says mishum de'ein marvin simcha b'simcha, and to drasha Gemara, this is a real serious. It's a din deraisa, he says. So how in the world could the Gemara and Ksubas suggest that a father can marry off his daughter when it's Shabbos or Yom Tov? Says Tosfos, Ikel Meimar, Hacha Irisha Achas Lefne Yom Tov, Shehu Ki Yom Tov Le'inin Malacha De Tosefes Deraisa. It's talking about the period of Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yom Tov. On Yom Tov itself, in Echanami it's Aser because Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha. We're talking about the hour before you accepted Yom Tov earlier. And now it's considered Yom Tov. You're allowed to marry off your daughter during that hour period. So how could that be? We're paskening that Tosefes Yom Tov is mamash ki Yom Tov, so it should have the same dinim. And Tosef says that it is considered din deraisa. Tosefes Yom Tov is a din deraisa. But he has this middle approach. The din deraisa only with respect to malacha, but not with respect to all the other halachas. Which means, on Yom Tov itself, there's simcha, there's a chiv simcha, there's a chiv achila, there's a chiv of all these different mitzvahs. Tosefes Yom Tov is only with respect to malacha. But if I were to eat a meal during that time, if I don't eat mekayim a din of simcha during that time, I'm not mekayim it. It's only a Tosefes Yom Tov with regards to the malacha on a deraisa level. So that's why you are allowed to marry off your daughter during that period of Tosefes Yom Tov. So this is the middle shita. So,
and by Shabbos.
And by Shabbos, exactly. So right now we have three shitas. Either Tosefes Deraisa, Lagavi, everything. Malacha, Simcha, Kiddush, every mitzvah. Or it's Dirabanan. Or it's this middle shita where it's Deraisa, only the Gabe Malacha, but not Lagabe anything else.
What's the makar that you can't get married on Shabbos? There's no Simcha. It's Oneg Shabbos.
Right. So yeah, Shabbos is a whole other topic. There is a Torah Tamima, which writes that there is Simcha. He brings a lot of sources that there is such a concept of Simcha. Mark Subas talks about you can't marry on Shabbos because you might shech the nof, which is only dinder banan. But it's a larger discussion. He doesn't address Shabbos head on. His concern right now is Yontif, but it sounds, in a Hanami, he would say, okay, he doesn't address Shabbos, granted.
Another problem with Shabbos, getting married,
it could be that problem as well, right, yeah, exactly. So, now, Tigumana, Chabura, they say. It's true. So the Mishnah in Be'ah does say, because of the Rabbanan, you can't aim a kaddish in B'Shabbos because you might end up writing down it's a din of all mekach memkar. That's why you can't do buying and selling in Yom Tov, so too you can't do a kiddushin. Very good. Either way, there are three shitas. Either deraisa legabe everything, derabanan, or it's deraisa with respect to malacha, but nothing else. Let me just focus for one moment on this position that's deraisa legabe malacha. So what's the svara? Either is deraisa legabe everything, or it's not deraisa. How could you have this milshita that's deraisa with respect to malacha only, but nothing else? So I quoted that Rashi before, who said the reason for Tosefes Shabbos is what? It's a siyag. A geder, lest you violate Shabbos itself. So you remember early in the year, I don't expect you guys, not sure if everyone was here, I don't expect you guys all to remember this, but there's a famous Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov, where he has a list of maybe like 18 different examples of what's called a siyag deraisa. That even on a deraisa level, there's a concept of a siyag. Yeah. So what are examples? Exactly. I don't think much of maybe he does list that one, but either way, the Ran in the beginning of Psachim says, owning chametz isn't really a problem. It's a problem because it might lead you to eat it. Eating's the problem. But they said, stay away from having chametz, lest you come to eat that. Deraisa, Pasuk says. It's a siyag deraisa, even though the Torah creates siyagim as well. What's another example? Arias? No, there is a chibuk and nishuk, according to some Rishonim, could be a siyag. Chibuk and nishuk, arias, according to some Rishonim, is a siyag deraisa.
We discuss yichud now.
Yichud, yes, yichud is a siyag deraisa. Yichud itself isn't a problem, according to some Rishonim. It's only a problem, lest it lead to something more, to beer. What?
Swimming?
Well, I'm not sure if swimming is one of them.
We discussed them with Basar B'Chalav.
Not eating. The Bishul, Basar B'Chalav. The problem of Basar B'Chalav is eating it. Bishul, what's the problem with the Bishul? So some Rishonim think it is. But many Rishonim think Bishul is simply a siyag. Don't cook it lest it come to eating it. And another one comes to mind is Chati Shir. Chati Shir is not really a problem. You need a kazayas to violate whatever isser you're eating. But they're afraid if you eat a chati shir, it might lead to eating a full shir. So this too is another example. Tosefes Shabbos, according to Tosfos here, it's a deraisa, it's a siyag, lest you violate Shabbos on Shabbos itself. So they gave a little buffer on the deraisa level to give some extra room, 18 minutes, whatever the shir is, 2 minutes, 5 minutes of Tosefes Shabbos, to protect you from violating deraisa on the Shabbos level. Kiddush, right. So, exactly. We still have an answer. Right now, Kiddush only makes sense if you think that it's Tosefes Shabbos Deraisa, Legabe, all halachas, then it makes sense to make Kiddush. But if you think it's Derbanan, or if you think it's a Deraisa, Legabe, Malacha, it hasn't answered the question, so you shouldn't be able to fulfill the Kiddush Deraisa. Now, just one, we'll just read the other Tosos' answer, number 6. Another explanation how he might allow Chasna on Yontif. He explains that Kishemasra Ha'av L'Shluchei Abal, the husband sent a messenger, an agent, to go marry this daughter. So the father sent his daughter with this agent back to the husband. And there wasn't so much, it wasn't a Nisun yet, it wasn't a Simcha, there's no Chuppah there. He handed it over, but it wasn't anything much. Or it's a Nisun below Suda, which he goes on to explain, there's not so much Simcha. Ain Marvin Simcha V'Simcha is only a problem when there's a big Simcha that's interfering with another big Simcha. Yontif is a big Simcha, and a Chasna is another big Simcha. But Tosa says it's only a big Simcha when there's a Suda accompanying the Nisun. If there's just a marriage, there's a Chuppah, and that's it. There's no food, no meal. That's a Simcha, but it's not a great Simcha. And that type of Simcha would be tolerated to be held in Yontif. That's his other suggestion. It's a different topic. But right now we have three different Shitas. Let's go through one more, a couple other nafkaminas of Tosefa Shabbos being Deraisa versus Derabanan in a different area now. There's something called Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius is what? Last year we celebrated a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, and it began even Rosh Chodesh Elul, called Tosefes Shvius. They added on a few extra days a month that we should start practicing halachas of Shemitah a month prior to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara in Moed Katan, if you look at number 7, Gemara says, Yachal Yilkal HaTosefes. The Gemara paskins, it's a little complicated Gemara there, but I'll just say outside, the Gemara paskins, you get Malkos on Tosefes Shvius. If a person, a farmer, works during that Tosefes Shemitah period, one would be liable for getting Malkos. Okay? How does that work? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, number 8, Yomim Shelafnei Rosh Hashanah Shel Shvius Shehu Tosefes Al HaShvius. It's adding on to Shvius. Very important. It's a subtle point. We'll see how it's a very important diak to make in just a moment. Tosos asks the question number 9. Im Tomar Malkos Minolon. What's the source of Malkos? The klal is, you only get Malkos when the pasuk says lo or al, don't do something. If it says don't do something, that means you get Malkos. That's the punishment. If it doesn't say what the punishment is, if it doesn't say Mises Bezdin or Midi Shemaim or Kares, so that means the default onesh is always Malkos. So Tosus says there's no source at all that Tosefes Shvius has Malkos. It doesn't say lo or hishamer or a pen anywhere near Tosefes Shvius. So Tosus continues and explains, V'alo lo k'tziv b'Tosefes lav el ase greda. The source of Tosefes Shvius is an asay. There's a positive commandment to begin Shemitah earlier. It's a positive mitzvah. Now when a person violates a positive mitzvah, he's mevatel, the mitzvah's asay, there's no malchus for that. If a person, let's say, doesn't wear tefillin, he's mevatel and asay, but there's no malchus. A person doesn't sit in the sukkah, he violates a mitzvah, but he doesn't get malchus. A person doesn't shake lulav, he violates a mitzvah, but there's no malchus. Keeping Tosefes Shvius is mekayim a mitzvah. You keep Shemitah earlier. That's a mitzvah asay, to do something proactively. But if you don't, so you don't get a law for that. It's a bitul asay.
What's the there's no maisim, the proactive of keeping Shvius. It's just not.
Ein hachanami. It's a sheyev yaltasa type of asay. You sit back and do nothing, and you're mekayim a mitzvah by doing nothing. You get a mitzvah like that. It's sheyev yaltasa, which is fine. So Tosus asks, so what's the source of Malkos? So he goes further. Becharishuva katsir tishvos, the pasuk says you're supposed to rest and rest on Tosefes Shvius. That's the source. So it's a ki masay. But to be mevatil, it's a bitul asay, but there's no Malkos. So says Tosus, he's mechadish, ikalamemar, dimimecharishuva katsir mafkinan de tzarach Tosefes. We learn from the source that there's such a concept of Tosefes Shvius, which tells us, she'ashvius maschalas mishana hashishis. The chiddush is that Shemitah begins 30 days earlier. That means all the halachas of Shemitah are being carried over to the Tosefes Shvius area now. Which means the lav. If a person, a farmer, works during Shemitah, there is a lav. There are sources. If you farm your land, you get malchus for that. So the chiddush HaTorah is, when you keep Tosefes Shvius, it means every single halacha, which includes the lav and the malchus of Shemitah, gets brought in a month earlier. That's the chiddush. And what comes out is, Tosos continues to say, V'chal din shvius yehiel l'shishis, all the Shemitah lachas apply during the sixth year now. The hachi kama rachmana, the Torah says, the shvius mischalas kodem shnas shvius, v'imkein hu kishvius. It's mamish kishvius. It's mamish like Shemitah itself. And that's why one would get malchus for working during Tosefes Shvius. Now that's going to be in contrast to Rashi, who doesn't say kishvius, he says, Tosefes al shvius. You add it onto it, but it doesn't become actually like it. It's added onto it. So now that explains Shitas Tosus Rush. And Tosus Rush says, no. Tosus, you have it all wrong. These Malkos are not Malkos Deraisa. It's what's called Malkos Mardus, which is our only Malkos which are given by the Chachamim. There's a number of nafkamiza between the two of them. I'm not getting involved. There's a ritual in the Malkos that talks about this, but it's called Malkos Mardus. When Chachamim say there's a lav, you get a Dirabanan type of lashes, whatever that means. So Tosus Rush thinks that Tosefes Shvius, even though it's a deraisa, it does not add on, it does not become like Shemitah itself. So this is another arena of Tosefes where we have a nafkamina, a difference, whether or not it's mamish kishmita or not mamish. Just like we had, is Tosefes Shabbos mamish like Shabbos, or is it not mamish like Shabbos? Now let's go to the Shitas HaRambam. We'll start with the Rav Aharon had the Gemara and Yuma of the source. We never saw, what's the source of Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Shabbos? We haven't seen that yet. So right now, so the Gemara tells us in Yuma, it's also a couple other places, Rabban, where else is it? Remember? This Gemara here. Yeah. Remember us?
Seventh Shabbos, I think it's Lam Adalad.
Lam Adalad what?
In Shabbos, that's not given.
Shabbos.
This one, I'm not.
Okay, fine. Sorry, I put you on the spot.
Maybe
so Gemara says, V'nisem, it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Says Gemara, V'nisem, Asnaf Shoseichem, B'tishrei L'chodesh. A person has to have Inoy on the 9th of Tishrei. You all know the fast of Tishrei is on the 10th, not the 9th. Yachol Yaschil V'yisana B'tishrei. One might think you should actually start fasting on the 9th of Tishrei. Tamil Omer, Mi'ba'erev, only by evening. If it's nighttime, Yachol Mishatichshach. Maybe you should only wait till Mamishatichshach till it's Tzeis Hakochavim. Tamal Omer B'Tisha. You start already in the 9th, so it's very confusing. Is it the 9th? Is it the 10th? Is it nighttime? Is it erev? When does Yom Kippur begin? Okay, so how do we explain all these different stiras? So the Gemara says, Maschil Misanim Mibod Yom. You start the fast of Yom Kippur already during the daytime. Mikan. From here we learn Shemosifin Michol Al Kodesh. You take some of the kedusha of Yom Kippur and you begin already during the Chol. I only know when you begin Yom Kippur. How do I know when you end it? You have to end it a little bit later. Tamal Omer mi be'erev ad erev, like Aaron said before. You start earlier and you end later. The number of girsos here right now. I'm going to read the brackets. I only know that Yom Kippur has such a concept. Shabbosos minayin. How do I know Shabbos also has such a concept? Tamal Omer tishpesu. Again, the brackets. Shabbosos v'yom tovim. Rather, Shabbosos. How about Yom Tovim minayin? Tamal Omer Shabbatchem, there's an extra gimel there, does that sometimes. So we see from here, Kol Malkum Shenemar Shvus, which includes Yom Kippur and Yom Tov and Shabbos, Mosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. So there's a Din Deraisa. How does anyone ever argue with this Gemara? So comes along the Rambam. The Rambam says, famous sheet of the Rambam, if you look at the next page, Rambam Hilcha Shvisas Asar Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, he says, number 12, the top of page 3, Kishem Shishavas Shvus Mlacha Bob. Bein b'yom, bein b'layla, he's talking about Yom Kippur. Just like Shabbos, just like all the malachas apply at nighttime and during the daytime of Yom Kippur, kach shvus li'inoy, the inoy, the five inuyim of Yom Kippur apply bein b'yom, bein b'layla. V'tzarech lahosiv michol ha'lakodesh b'knisaso u'b'tziyaso. You have to add on the beginning of Yom Kippur and on the end of the Yom Kippur. The Rambam makes no mention of Tosefa Shabbos anywhere else. He only mentions it by Yom Kippur. There's no mention by Shabbos. There's no mention by Yom Kippur. Rather, by Yom Tov. Only by Yom Kippur. So the Rambam completely rejects that second half of the Gemara, of Tosefes, that it only applies to Yom Kippur, does not apply to Shabbos or Yom Tov. I'll show you one other interesting source, where the Rambam does apply Tosefes. If you look at the Parish Mishnayos at the end, the second to last Mishnah of Tainus, we're learning Tainus at the nights now, we're hopefully making it seem to Shavuos night, so we're going to get here soon. The Rambam writes, when it comes to the din of Tanis of Tisha B'Av, he writes in number 13, the din Tanisa of Tisha B'Av is kedin Tanis Tzom Kippur, the equal, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Kolomar, asib rechitza, ubesicha, mutashir mita, ubenidas asandel, umosifin michol al hakodesh, says the Rambam that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you start Tisha B'Av earlier because of the equation to Yom Kippur. Fascinating Rambam. You have to start Tisha B'Av earlier. There's a din of keeping Tisha B'Av earlier. Whole other discussion. Yeah.
What does the Rambam do with how we started off this year with the Rashi that a human being cannot differentiate exactly when Shabbos begins? What does the Rambam expect the person to do?
I'm not sure. It's possible he thinks it's a person should have a siyag, but that's not considered a Tosefa Shabbos. It's not a din of Tosefa Shabbos. I mean, he thinks Tosefes Yom Kippur is a din deraisa. He might acknowledge, on a practical point, because of your question, started earlier. But it's not a din of Tosefes Shabbos. It's a din of just a geder. Uh-huh. And that might not be bechlal Tosefes Shabbos. Either way, what comes out is, yeah.
But in that same discussion, in Tzol deraisa, we spend the seventh day of rest on Yom Tov, we spend. So in Shabbos, we want to make sure that when we say Kiddush, it is kind of at that point of Shabbos. Right, and that the kiddush means something, but it's interesting. On the second day of Yom Tov, we can't take a little earlier because we're afraid that we may not be in that next day. So on one hand, it can take in early, and we're not as afraid, not like on Shabbos and some.
Right.
But on Yom Tov, we can't.
Right. The second day Yom Tov is a very more complicated discussion. Ending Yom Tov earlier, beginning second Yom Tov It's complicated. But it's more complicated the second day of Yom Tov. Either way, right now, let's review. We have four shitas in Tosefes Shabbos. Either it's deraisa legabi everything, which is why we can explain the Gemara in Brachos, you're allowed to say Kiddush, even though it's daytime, because it's Mamash Shabbos. Then we have the next shita that Tosefes Shabbos is only midaraisa legabi Melacha, so how are you allowed to say Kiddush earlier? Then we have the shita that's derabanan, so if Tosefes Shabbos is only derabanan, still, how could you mimikaim Kiddush, which is deraisa? And then the fourth shita of the Rambam is there's no concept at all of Tosefes Shabbos. So how does the Rambam allow, along these other shitas, how do you make Kiddush if it's still daytime? That's the Shaila. So we only have 13 minutes left or so, but we'll go through the Rambam Shita himself. The Rambam writes, we need to now make a Kiddush in how Kiddush works. How Kiddush works. And Rambam writes in number 14, Hilcha Shabbos Perek Chavtes Halach Yidalf Yesh Lo Le'odam L'Kadesh Al Hakos. A person should make Kiddush on wine. Erev Shabbos Mi Be'od Yom Af Apish Lo Nichnes Al HaShabbos. Your dafka is supposed to make Kiddush before Shabbos begins. Mi Be'od Yom, even though Shabbos has not begun yet. So that the Rambam L'Shitaso. There's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos for the Rambam. And you're supposed to make Kiddush when it is not Shabbos. So according to the other Rishonim, who holds that Tosefes Shabbos is Derabanan, or who holds that it's only Deraisa L'Gabi Melacha, they might agree to the Rambam that Kiddush is not supposed to be on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos. It's supposed to be before Shabbos begins. That's the Shitas Rambam L'Shitaso. But we have to now understand, where does that come from? That you make Kiddush before Shabbos begins? So let's go. So the Tosas Rush writes, number 15, he actually brings a source for this concept, that your dafka is supposed to make Kiddush before Shabbos begins. Number 15, he writes, in the bold, Mishum dechsiv zachoras yom ha-shabbos, dimashma, samuch l'kinyasaso, bedilo ksiv zachor b'yom ha-shabbos. It doesn't say zachor b'yom ha-shabbos on Shabbos itself. It says zachoras yom ha-shabbos, remember Shabbos, even if it's not Shabbos itself. So the Tosas Rush agrees to the Rambam that Kiddush takes place prior to Shabbos beginning. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos. But still, why does Kiddush take place before Shabbos begins? So what is Kiddush? What qualifies as Kiddush? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, number 16, Kishayavo Lebeso Yimahir Lechol Miyad. When you go home right away, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. This is what I was practicing growing up. My father, we always made Kiddush right away. Remember we once went somewhere for Shabbos, some friends, and we got home from shul, and we sat down for 45 minutes of schmoozing, and then decided to have Kiddush after that. But the real halach is, right, when you get home, you're supposed to make Kiddush miyad. So the Magid Ram writes, number 17, so what qualifies as Kiddush? He writes in a whole discussion here, but he writes here, near Eliyah de Medraisa, B'Kiddush She'omar B'Tfila Sagi. The Vayachulu that we say in Shemona Esrei, Marv, that's sufficient. The crux of Zachar Yom HaShabbos, V'Harei Zachar. Also, you remembered it. As long as you remember Shabbos, that qualifies. So that gets into a whole other discussion. If I'm Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush Deraisa and my wife has a Chiyuv Deraisa, how could I be Motzir? Another discussion. But either way, the Magen Avraham writes, what qualifies as Kiddush? Kiddush B'Tfila is enough. Mideraisa. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know what? I have a greater Kiddush. He says, exactly. Gam L'Chori, he writes in the bottom, number 18, Lav Davka Tfila. Not only are you yotzei during tefillah, ela dechol shemazkir Shabbos, v'omer shabasa tavasa, a good Shabbos, gam ken yotzei. By you saying good Shabbos to somebody, what's your difficulty is when you leave your house, Erev Shabbos, you say good Shabbos to your wife, now she's a problem because now she can't light the candles anymore. So this is a problem. So you're supposed to good Erev Shabbos, or she doesn't have in mind to accept Shabbos anyways, but best not to wish them a good Shabbos, because you get involved with Rebbe Kiviger. A good Erev Shabbos. Now, if you're davening a plag mincha, so then you're allowed to, because Shabbos cannot be accepted before plag. So let's say this past Shabbos, mincha was 6:20, so I left the house at 6:15, so I say good Shabbos, it doesn't mean anything, because Shabbos doesn't begin, and it can't begin until 6:45, whenever plag is. But in a normal Shabbos, by wishing good Shabbos, you could have a lot of problems. So saying the words, acknowledging Shabbos would be enough, according to the Magen Avraham and Rebbe Kiva Eger. So then the Be'er Halacha writes, he quotes from the Rambam at the end of number 19, I'm just going to read the Rambam. So let's jump to number 20. The Rambam writes, what is Kiddush? Mitzvah aseh min haTorah lekadesh yom haShabbos b'dvarim. You're supposed to mekadesh Shabbos with words. As it says, zachar yom haShabbos lekadesho. Kolomer zachreyu zechira shevach v'kiddush. It's not simply acknowledging Shabbos like we saw earlier in the Magen Avraham. It's not acknowledging it. It's not saying good Shabbos. It's being mishabeach Hashem, being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elaborating on the greatness of Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, he elaborates on this concept. Number 21. HaMitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, the 155th mitzvah, according to the Rambam's count. Shetzivanu L'kadesh Et HaShabbos, to sanctify Shabbos, L'lomar Dvarim, to say words, B'knisaso, U'B'tziyaso, Havdalah as well. Nisgor Gam Bam Godel Hayom Hazeh, the greatness of the day, U'malaso, its high level, V'Havdalah Mishar Yomim HaKodmim, the difference, the distinction from the earlier days during the week. It's about Mishabeah, being Mishabeah, Hashem being Mishabeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos. It's not simply acknowledging Shabbos. So the Ramban writes, Ramban argues, while the Rambam says it's about being Mishabeach and saying words and the greatness of Hashem and Shabbos, Ramban says, you know what Shabbos is? You know what Kiddush Shabbos means? Number 22, he writes, this is the Ramban al Torah, Aval l'rabotseinu od bomejish memilas l'kacha, l'kacha means sheniktasheu bezichron. Just remembering it. Ki'inin v'kidashim es shnas hachamishim. What's that referring to? Yovel. Yovel, there's a din, even though Yovel automatically becomes the Yovel, the 50th year is Yovel. Shuton Kiddush Bezdin, it still requires Bezdin to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Afkan Sava Shiva Shenizkar Es Yom HaShabbos B'Kachenu. We are almost being Mekadosh Shabbos. We're creating Shabbos. Yes, we know Shabbos exists every 7 days, regardless of what we do. There's a Gemara that tells us a few places that the firstborn animal is a Bechor. If I have a Behemah Torah, if I have a cow, the firstborn animal is called a Bechor. It's automatically Kadosh. But there's a Shita Rebbe Yaakov who holds, I still have a mitzvah l'kadosho. I have to be Mekadosh anyways, even though it's already Kadosh Mimela. So Ramban says the same thing. Even though Yovel happens automatically, and even though Shabbos happens automatically, I have a mitzvah to be Mekadosh anyways. I'm being Mekadosh. I'm creating Shabbos. As opposed to Rambam says, no, I'm not creating Shabbos. I'm being Mishabeach Hashem. I'm being Mishabeach the Shabbos. I'm praising the greatness of Shabbos. Very, very different. Now this explains the difference. Ramban says, if I'm creating Shabbos, it has to be when Shabbos begins. It can't be a couple hours before I begin Shabbos. It has to be as Shabbos begins. According to the Rambam, who I'm being Mishabeach Shabbos, I'm just praising it, doesn't have to be on Shabbos. It has to be in the proximity of Shabbos. It could still be Bibod Yom. It could still be Erev Shabbos. As I'm going into Shabbos, I'm just talking about the greatness of Shabbos, but I'm not creating anything according to the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam requires a much longer type of Kiddush. And Ramban says, like Rabbi Kiviger, good Shabbos is enough. Just by me saying Shabbos is Shabbos, by me acknowledging Shabbos, just remembering it, that's enough. I'm going to show some other nafkaminas. The Rambam holds that Havdalah is a din deraisa, like the Kiddushes. He says, Kishem, I don't have the Lashon in front of me. Oh, you're right here, he has, the number 20. Tzarech zachreyu b'chnisaso u'bitziyaso. B'chnisaso b'kiddush hayom. U'bitziyaso b'havdalah. Rambam seems to be including Havdalah in the mitzvah aseh of Zachor. Now, according to the Ramban, that makes no sense. When I end Shabbos, that's not Kiddush. Kiddush is when I create Kiddusha, not when I end Kiddusha. So the Ramban holds that Havdalah is not a din deraisa. It's not included in the pasuk of Parsha Zachor. Because the Ramban's definition, again, of Kiddush is creating Kiddusha. Havdalah is not creating Kiddusha. But according to the Rambam, the idea of Kiddush is to acknowledge the differences and the greatness of Shabbos and Chol. So just like in the beginning, when I start Shabbos, I have to highlight those differences. So to the end, I have to also highlight the differences of how great Shabbos is versus the rest of the week. Another difference is there a mitzvah of Kiddush during the daytime or only at nighttime? So this too is a machlokas. The Rambam writes, I'm not going to go into inside because we're running out of time. The Rambam writes in number 25, if you want to look inside, I'm going to say it outside. There's a mitzvah asay to say Kiddush Shabbos morning as well. Now, according to the Ramban, that makes no sense. Kiddush is only creating Kedusha. The Kedusha already exists. Once I have Mekadosh at Friday night, so that's going to happen for the next 24 hours, the Kedusha exists. So the Ramban holds there is no mitzvah of Kiddush during the daytime. The Rambam clearly holds, he says explicitly, and the Ravid argues, Rambam says there's a mitzvah of Kiddush even during the daytime. Anytime you can, be Mekadosh Hashem, Mishabeach Hashem, and how great Shabbos is. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Havdalah. Every important part of Shabbos, you're supposed to be Mishabeach HaShabbos. So that's the Rambam writes to number 25. And the Rabbi says, what are you talking about? There's no concept. It's an asmachta to say Kiddush during the daytime. That's an asmachta ba'alma. So the Rabbi argues, and he agrees like the Ramban, that Kiddush is really only the beginning of Shabbos. So now that explains, going back to the Rambam again. We start off with the Gemara and Brachos that said, we paskin that you're allowed to make Kiddush even mivod yom. You begin Tosef HaShabbos, you can make Kiddush. How does that work? So the first opinion we gave was, if you assume Tosef HaShabbos is Mamish Deraisa, so now Shabbos begins at 6:40. So if a Shabbos begins on a deraisa level, I could fulfill my chiyuv kiddush on a deraisa level. But if you hold that really Tosefta Shabbos either doesn't exist like the Rambam, or it's derabanan like the Mordechai, or it's only kiddush, it's only deraisa, legale mlacha, but nothing else, how do you make kiddush mibod yom? It's not really Shabbos. The answer is this Rambam. Rambam doesn't need a Shabbos to make kiddush. You have to be mishabach Shabbos, even mibod yom, he says, at important stages of coming into Shabbos, on Shabbos, ending Shabbos, is the mitzvah of Kiddush. And that's how we explain the Rambam. You're allowed to say it, even though the Rambam doesn't hold of the Sabbath Shabbos, you can still say Kiddush and fulfill the mitzvah of the Reis. Now, I'll go through, I guess we have 2 minutes, just quickly. There's how we, Paskin Lemaisa, we allow to Sabbath Shabbos, and there's an interesting din that's brought down here. What about comes to the meal? So all we know is Kiddush. We didn't discuss the Suda. So the Mishabru writes in number 28, he has two dais. Some say just like Tosefta Shabbos begins earlier, so too you're allowed to have the Suda earlier. And that only makes sense if you think Tosefta Shabbos is Mamash Daraisa. But if you hold like the Rambam, it's a special din in Kiddush. Only Kiddush can be done Mibod Yom, because that's being Mishabek, then you can't be Yotze the Suda meal at that point. You have to wait Mamash till it's Tzeitzah Kochavim. You can start, but the meal, including the lechem, including the bread, you have to eat bread after Tzeitzah Kochavim, according to the Rambam.
The source of halacha for the Suda is from Onik Shabbos?
Or he quotes it down here. It says Bayom, 3 times. Dafka Bayom HaShabbos. So according to the Rambam, this doesn't work. So if you're machmir for the Rambam, you're allowed to start eating, for sure. You could be Yotze Kiddush, according to all opinions. But because the Suda, if you end your Suda before Tzeis, then you have a problem. And even if your Suda continues, you have dessert after Tzeis, you haven't had the kazayis of lechem that you need. So the Mishabrua says, according to some, you have to have a kazayis afterwards. I used to try to be makbid on this. You know how hard it is to have a kazayis of lechem after you're full and you have dessert? It's the worst. It's a big problem. It's not easy. So I stopped doing that.
I find that in Europe, yeah. And you live in the clock, you know, that's what it says.
Right, so that's, but it's very hard. It's really hard to enjoy that piece of challah after you've finished your entire meal. But some people are makbid. So the Mishabru has 2 days, whether you have to be makbid on this or not. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mirza Hashem will continue another topic of Tosefta Shabbos next week.